The Bible says that His name is above every name. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Even the world's tyrants who have rejected Him and want to control everything will one day fall to their knees and be forced to admit that Jesus Christ is Lord. His is the only name by which we are saved. No other name. No other name can bring salvation to you and me and to the world.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Well, hi there, my dear friend. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I'm so thankful that you're listening to Your Place of Grace. Today, we begin a short two-part series in our podcast entitled, What Do You Think of Jesus Christ? You know, Jesus of Nazareth is not only the most important person who ever lived, but he's also the most controversial. Throughout human history, people have hated him, ignored him. They've loved him and even died for his sake. 2,000 years ago, Jesus walked out of a carpenter shop to begin his ministry. And since then, an increasing number of people have followed him. So who is this man called Jesus of Nazareth? Jesus asked the same question of his disciples. Who do people say that the Son of Man is? The answers varied from, oh, well, some people say you're John the Baptist come back to life, or you're one of the Old Testament prophets. But when he asked, who do you say that I am? Peter replied, you are the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Today, Christians still believe this. We celebrate his birth on Christmas. We worship and bow down to him as our Lord and pray in his name. To us, he is the most awesome person who ever walked on earth, because he is God's Son. The Bible refers to Jesus with many titles, such as Messiah, Son of God, Savior of the world, Reigning Lord, Ruling Judge, and Returning King, or just a few of them. Therefore, if Jesus is who Scripture says he is, we should respond in the following ways. We should believe him, follow him, serve and proclaim him. We should know him through God's holy word, and we should love him with all of our heart. And when we do this, it will impact every single aspect of our lives. So, going into the pages of the Bible and just diving in, we need to ask the question, what are the attributes of Jesus Christ? What are Jesus' attributes? Well, first of all, he is Creator. Colossians 1:15 and 16 says, all things, that means all, were created by him, through him, and for him. Another attribute of Jesus is he is now omnipresent as our Savior. Jesus lives within our hearts. and is with us wherever we go. He is omnipotent. The Son of God has all power to do whatever fits with his character and is in keeping with his Father's will. He is omniscient. In other words, there are no secrets because our Lord knows all things with complete accuracy, excuse me. He knows all things. Before we even utter a prayer, Jesus knows what we're going to say. He is merciful. We may freely call upon Christ to be merciful to us and need never worry that he will mistreat us. Jesus is eternal. He was born of a woman. But this is not when he came into existence. The Bible says he has always existed as eternal Son of God, one of the three members of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Another attribute of Christ is he is sinless. Because of his divine nature, Jesus was completely sinless. He was human. Although he never ceased being God, Jesus was also fully human, yet without sin. Because he lived as a man, he understands and can help us in our weakness. Jesus is deity. Jesus Christ was also wholly divine. Totally human, totally divine, with all the attributes and perfections of deity. He was virgin born to become holy, sinless, and God man. Jesus had to be conceived by the Holy Spirit in the womb of a virgin. This was the only way he could represent mankind and be the sinless Lamb of God who was qualified to pay for our sins with his death on the cross. Where is Jesus today? According to Scripture, he is seated at the right hand of God the Father, always making intercession for us, for you and me. Praise God. Jesus also abides within our hearts. At the moment of salvation, his Spirit came to indwell and seal us as his own. Now we abide in him, and he in us. Isn't that amazing? So what was Jesus' mission on earth? First of all, he came to reveal the Father. Jesus told his disciples in John 14:9, "He who has seen me has seen the Father." Because he was God, everything Jesus did and said revealed the Father's nature and works. Jesus came to redeem mankind. He came to offer himself on the cross of Calvary as a sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice for our sins. Now everyone who believes in him, repents of sin, and confesses Jesus as Lord and Savior will be saved. Praise God. He came to assure us of life after death. When Christ overcame death and rose from the grave, the issue of eternal life was settled once and for all. Without his resurrection, we'd have no hope of life after death and no confidence that all that Jesus said was true. Jesus came to promise us resurrection. Because he was raised from the dead on the third day, we can be sure that we too will be resurrected when Christ returns. That's a promise. He came to give us abundant life. All that we have in Christ is far beyond our understanding. He's given us his amazing promises, and he's continually working in, for, and through us. Now, who did Jesus say he was? He called himself the Good Shepherd. Jesus called himself the bread of life, the vine, the way, the truth, and the life. He called himself the light of the world and the door. What does the Bible say about Jesus' name? The Bible says that his name is above every name. Philippians 2, verses 9 through 11 says this, "Every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Praise the Lord. Even the world's tyrants who have rejected him and want to control everything will one day fall to their knees and be forced to admit that Jesus Christ is Lord. His is the only name by which we are saved. We find that in Acts 4, verse 12. No other name. No other name can bring salvation to you and me and to the world. There is salvation in no one else. His name indicates his mission as deliverer. An angel gave his name to Joseph. "You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Jesus is called the only begotten Son of God, found in John 3:16. He came from the Heavenly Father and is one with him. Oh, loved one, there is none like Jesus. He never wrote a book, but he is the subject of the greatest book ever written, the Bible. He never wrote a song, yet he is the subject of many. He never owned a home, but he has prepared one for us in heaven. He never traveled more than 100 miles from home, yet the entire world is in his presence. He didn't have a medical license, but is known as the great physician. He never marshaled an army, but he could bring down every kind of kingdom imaginable. Herod could not kill him. Satan could not seduce him. Death could not destroy him. The tomb could not keep him. Jesus' names in Scripture describe his attributes and his mission to us. His names in Scripture include King of Kings, Son of God, Lamb of God, Rose of Sharon, Lord of Lords, our great High Priest, the Morning Star, Prince of Peace, Wonderful Counselor, Emmanuel, Word of God, Prophet, the Alpha and Omega. Jesus is worthy of your faith, devotion, and worship. Do you know him as your personal Savior and Lord? Have you humbled yourself before him? Have you come to the cross and cried out to him? Have you ever asked him to forgive you of all of your sins? Have you asked him to take up residence in your heart and life and be your Savior, Lord, and best friend? Have you? If you would die, heaven forbid, this very day, do you know for certain where you would spend eternity? Do you know for certain that heaven would be your eternal home? If not, if there's any doubt in your mind, you need to come to Jesus and come now. The Bible says that today is the day of salvation. and that right now is the appointed time. Please, I plead with you, please, don't waste another moment on foolish things. Don't waste another moment of your life on sin. The word repent means to not just be sorry for your sin. The word repent means to change your mind, change your way of thinking, change your direction. When you've sinned, dear one, and even if you've sinned terribly and repeatedly, don't run from Jesus. Run to Him. And you've come to the right place today to run to Him. I want to pray with you right now. I want to pray a prayer with you that millions have prayed over the centuries. Words to this effect. And we're not just mouthing words, okay? You need to pray this with all of your heart and soul. You need to cry out to God and turn from sin and turn toward the cross. Pray this with me. Pray it out loud with everything in you. Dear God in heaven, yes, please pray with me. Dear God in heaven, I come to you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Please forgive me for the way I have lived and for the things I have done. Cleanse me, Jesus, with your precious blood from all my sin and unrighteousness. With my mouth, I confess the Lord Jesus. And in my heart, I believe that God raised him from the dead. And Jesus is alive. This very moment, I accept you, Lord Jesus Christ, as the Savior of my soul. And I make you the Lord of my life. Take control, Lord. Live in my heart. And according to God's word, which cannot lie, I am now washed. I am cleansed. I am forgiven. I am healed. And I am born again. And I thank you, my God and my Savior. I will live for you and serve you all the days of my life. And I'll never be the same again. In Jesus' wonderful name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. This is the greatest decision you have ever made, dear one. And if you've prayed that prayer with me, know that the angels in heaven are rejoicing over you right now. Jesus said so. And I'm rejoicing with you. Now, it's very important that you tell other people that you've received Jesus Christ into your heart as Savior and Lord. It is so important that you tell others. And it's so important also that you get involved in a local church. Go to church next weekend. Ask God to lead you to just the right church where the Bible is preached faithfully and where the people love God and love each other. Ask God to get you plugged in to a good local church and get plugged into ministry and tell others about your new life with Christ. Dear one, if you've prayed that prayer with me, contact me through my website, yourplaceofgrace.com. Click on the contact tab and email me. Tell me, Tony, oh, praise God, man, I prayed that prayer with you, and Jesus is Lord of my life, and I'll never be the same again. If you'll do that, I'm going to rejoice with you. I'll send you a word of encouragement. I will also send you a free resource, postage paid, all free, to help you get started in this walk with Christ. I rejoice with you. And pastors, if you're listening, please go to our website, yourplaceofgrace.com, and look at the testimonials page from other pastors who have invited me to come and minister in their churches. We've seen some great, great services, and we've seen the Holy Spirit move in miraculous, magnificent ways. Not bragging on me, but I'm bragging on my Jesus. Look at the testimonials page, pastor, and pray about inviting me to come and minister in your local church. Until we meet again, God bless you guys. I pray for you weekly, and I love you. Until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may he always have a smiling countenance toward you, and may God grant you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love. May it be within your marriage, family, home, relationships, and may God give you great, great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your very long life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.